Track 4. Nina Nana. ITV arts editor tells us why the Oscars have nothing on her magnolia trees.
I've not long returned from quite a long time away, most recently visiting my wonderful family in Canada, and before that my annual jaunt to the Oscars in Los Angeles, and it is that latter visit which always brings to mind a certain famous quote. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. It is from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, something we learned while I was at school. At that time, the teaching of religious education was focused exclusively on Christianity, and as someone brought up in a Sikh household, those RE lessons from the Bible were fascinating to me. Hence, I remembered so many of the lines from the Gospels that we were taught, and the one above in particular. What has this to do with my visit to the famous red carpet? Well, I found myself worrying while I was over in Hollywood that the beautiful magnolia trees we have in our garden would bloom and then the petals fall before I would have a chance to marvel at them, which is something I look forward to every year. Those trees are so precious to us, the arrival of those flowers, as brief as it is every year, something that we would look to, led by my late husband Steve, a garden designer, who would summon us to the back garden when the flowers were in bloom so that we could all admire just how stunningly beautiful they were. I would call back home to get progress checks on how the tree was doing, all this as I was primping and preening and spending ages making sure that I would look presentable for the many red carpet events I was required to be at as a journalist covering the Oscars. Thank goodness I got back in time to see most of the flowers dazzling in the garden, and it always makes me smile how hard we might try to achieve that level of impact while those flowers, well, they just bloom every year seemingly effortlessly. No hours in front of the mirror, no expensive hairdressing appointments in Beverly Hills, no rows of new lipsticks, each matched to a different outfit. And remember, I was doing all this in Hollywood, where 10 times that amount of preparation is the norm, where cosmetic surgery is almost a given, where you see so many people looking effortlessly beautiful, and yet suspect that there's a lot of work that's gone into getting that look. I could have taken a leaf out of the magnolia trees book, so to speak, and just let my look happen, but I'm far too down the other road by now. I shudder to think how much money I've spent on face creams, under-eye serums, cheek highlighters and the rest. And here's a confession. After my husband died and my world sort of fell apart, I would take refuge in the cosmetics counter in department stores, and I would buy so much stuff, the act of purchasing briefly making me feel better, before I would take it home and realise I didn't like it anyway. I would then hand it on to members of the family. My friends, my counsellor, all told me that if this is what I wanted to do then, I should just do it, because other forms of addictive behaviour that one might easily fall into in extreme grief could have had far more serious an impact. So I happily let my wallet take the hit. I felt great for a while, and those close to me benefited. There is just something about makeup, the glittering boxes, the instant feeling of improvement, whether that lasts or not. And so I attempted to make myself look as good as possible at the Oscars. My dress was a real hit, an Indian outfit that I'd brought off a sale rack in Birmingham with my sister, and which continued my trend of wearing an Indian outfit to every single Oscars I've covered, all 18 of them. And my ageing face? Well, I did my best with it. I'll never have any surgery or Botox, not that I'm against it, it's just not for me. I will instead be propping up the cosmetics industry and quite enjoying it. But I will never, ever be able to compete with the glamour offered me in my garden by the magnolia trees, which must be laughing at how hard I try to get anywhere near their splendour.